This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode in our series, Common Mistakes in Ramadan. The point that I want to mention today, it's something that as an imam, I hear about it a lot. I don't get to experience it much because of my position in the salah, but I know of it. Which is people come to the masjid while their clothes or their body odor smell so strong. Or they eat, you know, mashallah, I'm healthy, I'm eating salad. You know, even in the masjid that day, I saw iftar in the masjid, and the salad in the masjid filled with fresh green onions and yellow onions and white onions and purple onions, you know, and mashallah, they consuming and they come to line up with the salah. No, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you consume onion or garlic, don't come to the masjid because of the smell that comes out of your mouth, that it's bother the angels and bother the believers around you. Same thing, people smoke and they come to the masjid and they're, you know, they spread, mashallah, their nicotines and their breath that filled with cigarettes around to the people next to them. And it can be, you know, very disturbing. And it's not allowed for the Muslim to come to the masjid like that. Also, some people come to the masjid and their clothes, mashallah, you think you are, somebody came next to you and pray, and their clothes, like, they just, for example, just fired bakura or like, you know, or fire some falafel and, you know, and you like, mashallah, in the restaurant, you feel you're not in the masjid because of the clothes and how it smells, sisters and brothers. So you know what, if you cooked and mashallah, you consume all the smoke coming from the food, maybe it's a good idea for you either to change the food, take shower, put some perfume and come to the masjid. Put some deodorant before we come to the masjid, especially this year, Ramadan coming in a little bit of more warmer weather. It is something important for you to pay attention to it. That will, first of all, for yourself, because our physiology impact our psychology. If I smell good, if I look good, if I dress nice, I will enjoy my salah more. I will focus on my salah more. And also it is important for the environment at all. You know, somebody walked to the masjid, it's a different experience when they smell nice and everything smells good versus, you know, it smells like, you know, unpleasant, unpleasant smell. When it smells good or smells bad, it makes a big difference in the mood of the person. The people next to you, even the angels, tata'adha, will be bothered by bad smell. So make sure that you pay attention to this. But also for our sisters, remember the Prophet ﷺ said, as Imam Muslim reported, إِذَا مَنْ أَصَابَتْ بُخُورًا فَلَا تَشْهَدْ مَعَنَا الصَّلَاةِ. If you put perfume on, don't come to the masjid. That's something the Prophet ﷺ said. But you can put deodorant. That's not a problem, inshallah ta'ala. And if the sisters are completely isolated from the brothers, there's no hallways, nothing, they don't meet. They don't come across each other. If she puts some body spray or something like that that will not travel, that will be fine as well, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.